Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Monday, October 9th, 2023. Happy Columbus Day. And also, as I always like to start the show, I love my country. It's my government I'm afraid of. And we're going to talk about some of that tonight. But before we do that, let's go ahead and start with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I hope you were able to say that with me. We need to say it more often. We need to keep reminding ourselves what it means to be Americans and what's happening to our country and what happens when the free people do not participate in their government or when we're no longer allowed to participate in our government. So anyway, with that being said, let's kind of get started here. And as I mentioned, happy Columbus Day. It was 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. We had our president was out there. He has a proclamation on Columbus Day. I put a little bit of it in the chat, and you can go in the show page, I should say. And you can go out there and read the whole thing and you know, whatever you want to think. But the thing that's so sad about Columbus Day is how they've tried to destroy it over the years, how they've torn down statues and all this kind of stuff. And it's just, it's a very sick society. It's so symbolic of what's going on with the destruction of this culture in general. Why would you condemn the person because he sailed the ocean blue and found a new land? It's all kind of crazy to me. But I still celebrate it. I'm still glad he made it here and all that kind of stuff and those types of things. So hopefully you're having a happy Columbus Day. It is considered a federal holiday, but a lot of businesses don't recognize it as a holiday. So anyway, that's the way that is. And if anybody wants to talk a little bit more about Columbus Day, feel free to do so. But with everything else that's going on, we might want to talk about a few other things. But before I even really take a deep dive into that, last week was a crazy, crazy week. I can't tell you what I still don't truly know what all happened with the show last week. Definitely some kind of telecom problems. Everybody looks like they got knocked off the call, and they try to call back in. It was very strange. I can't explain to you what all was happening out there. Unless they just didn't like the fact I was calling McCarthy and McConnell rhinos, but I wouldn't think they'd cut me down for that one. But who knows? It was a very, very weird show last week. And if there's anything we want to kind of refresh on that one, we can talk some about that too. We'll be talking about the speakership, so the House of Representatives speaker kind of thing. So we'll get into a little bit of that too. But that was just very bizarre. So I apologize. I can't really explain what happened. Technology doesn't always work. Or they just didn't like what I was saying and somebody was going to mess up the show or something. So we'll see what happens next on that one. And as I mentioned also, I do love my country, and I am very afraid of what this government has become. And more people are saying that out loud. So I just ask that we keep praying for this country, try to do the right thing, try to be engaged, try to peacefully speak up, challenge what they're doing. Try to be Americans and see what happens. But yeah, I have found more and more people, different reports, saying the government is the enemy. I've actually been hearing that more and more. Our government is our enemy. And I've been talking in the last few weeks to know your enemy. We have to understand who the enemy is. And as we talk about some of the things happening in Israel, we can talk about some of the people who are in public office today who are trying to destroy Israel and the United States. And these are people who are sworn into public office and having a voice on public policy. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. So a few other things before we take the deep dive into that stuff. Karen and I went to the Jackson County delegation meeting last week. And I found it really interesting. This was our state representative and our state senator, Jay Trumbull and Shane Abbott. They were there, and they really didn't offer a lot. They said they were there to listen to what people had to say. At least that's what they told me at the end. And I found it really interesting. First off, there was only a couple of us that I would call true citizens there to speak and address some of our concerns. You're not supposed to use the word concerns, but that's what it was and what we need them to do and whatever. But these other people who were speaking, it was so interesting to me is that they worship the ground these people walk on. And I believe in showing respect for the people elected to public office. That's all fine. I don't refer to any of them as honorable. I don't, like, that was something I was taught in school, but I senator, representative, whatever. But I don't worship them like royalty. They're not royalty. They're supposed to be citizen representatives. But if you listen to the way these people were talking to them, oh, thank you so much. You've been so wonderful, you've been so wonderful. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. We really do appreciate it. Oh, you've been so great. We're so glad you're here on our campus today. It was all I could do to not puke. But, I mean, they forget that these people work for us. They don't seem to understand. They treat them like royalty when, in fact, they work for us. So Karen's up there and she's very diplomatic as you might expect, and she'll get to share her opinion here in just a minute on this. And she puts out some of the things, including what's going on with the election here in Florida, which, by the way, California is doing the same thing where they're not going to allow a manual count. They just did something about last week, passed some bill, whatever, preventing people from manually counting the ballots. And that's what we're doing here in Florida. So she mentions that. She calls out a few other things and then, and asks them to support, vote no on this or yes on this or whatever kind of thing. And then I got up there and true to form, sort of like what I talk like on here, is like, I got to ask. I told them that I'm scared. I love my country, but I'm afraid of my government. And I don't like what I see my government doing. I don't see my government protecting me. I don't see our government protecting us. What are you doing to save our country? What are you doing? And I mean, I said that probably four or five times, maybe more, but I did close by saying, I really need to know, what are you doing to save our country? Because I don't see it happening. And then I went into the thing with the elections. They deny, here in Florida, they're denying us the right to a manual count. They're denying us the right to audit the election. If I have to depend on what a machine says that can be corrupted, then the vote's worth nothing. And that's what I told them. The election will be garbage if I have to depend on that machine. If you're going to deny me the right to have a manual count and to audit the results of that machine. And so that was my pitch to them to change it. Apparently they've been hearing that a lot, which is good. Maybe they'll change it. So I went into that one, and also the property rights, talking about property rights and also solar farms and the destruction of our food supply. And the senator, he was making a few jokes. As I was explaining, they don't want us to eat beef. They want us to eat bugs. And he admitted he preferred to eat meat and not the bugs. And so that type of thing. And at one point, they did tell me to kind of wrap it up, because when I started too, I said, I have a very long list of things I need to talk to you about. And then the other thing was kind of interesting. There's this one deputy, I guess he was not in uniform there. He's undercover, I guess. I don't know. Jackson County, there seems to be this one individual who's a deputy of the sheriff's department who just doesn't like me. I'm pretty sure he's the same guy who forced me out of another event that I had been invited to because I wore a T-shirt that says, I love my country, it's my government I'm afraid of. Can you imagine in the United States of America that would cause that much problem, that you're not allowed to say that? That's what's happening here in Jackson County, Florida. Anyway, so I was being harassed by this guy, and that was another story. And after that, I started talking. He actually blocked me from going to speak to the senator and the representative after the call. And he said, you already spoke to them. You had your say. That's all. I want to follow up with them. No. No, you already had your say. We have to take them some. They have to go someplace else now. And then, and then later on, when he wasn't around, I did go back up and speak to them. But I mean, this was a harassment by the local county sheriff's department. It's just, it's unbelievable to me. And then, as I was leaving, I spoke with the people from the senator and the representative's office, and I would ask them, "Do I scare you? Does me wearing this T-shirt really scare you? Are you concerned?" And then I also asked this one deputy who was there when we first got there and we spoke to him. I said, I asked him the same thing. I said, "Do I scare you? Are you afraid of me just because of some things I said?" And he said no, and he was laughing. He's kind of joking. But this, I mean, you have to see this, what goes on here. And then this leads me to this other joke. The two things kind of go together. I'm calling it a joke because I don't know what else you call it. Here in Jackson County, the sheriff has no website. There's no website to go to Jackson County Sheriff's Department, okay? Nothing. Not even on the county site. They don't have it. They have a Facebook page. So if I want to contact the sheriff, I have to go to a Facebook page and post a message. Can you imagine? That's what you have to do? So I'm attempting to get a hold of him, and we're going to see what I can do. I'm saying, and I included the Jackson County commissioners too. Do you think you can give them a page on your website? Why do I have to go to Facebook to communicate with the sheriff of Jackson County, Florida? And also, as it turns out, this guy is running for re-election. And I don't know who the candidates are running against him, but I sure hope they get somebody else. This person's... I'm not impressed with Jackson County Sheriff's Department at all at this point. But I just think it's, you know, all you have is a Facebook page. Jackson County Sheriff's Department only has a Facebook page. And when I called their office, I left a message once. Of course, didn't get a call back. And then called several other times, and nobody answered. It went to voicemail, but the voicemail was full. This is the Sheriff's Department. It's unbelievable. But anyway, I mean, you're in a small community and you understand a little bit of that, but that's ridiculous. Especially when he apparently wants to have some gigantic new office building built for him or something. Something crazy like that. Okay, and then let's see. The other is, you probably heard Robert F. Kennedy. I guess today he made his formal announcement that he's going to run as independent for president. I just saw a few clips on the emails and stuff about it, but I haven't seen his actual presentation or speech that he delivered. And I did see the picture where it says, "Declare your independence." He's running as an independent, and the statement is, "Declare your independence." And see, with me being a person who can't stand either of the political parties and being an NPA, I can appreciate we need to declare our independence from these two corrupt political parties. And we'll have more discussions on that down the road, but I thought that was just kind of interesting as a declare your independence. And then there's all the talk about whose vote he's going to take more of. Is it going to be a bigger impact to Biden or to Trump? I think it'll be myself. I think it's going to be Biden because I think there's a lot of real Democrats, the Kennedy Democrats, who don't like all the insanity of what the Democrat Party is doing today. So I think there's actually probably going to be a fair amount that do go with him. Without a doubt, there'll be some of the NPAs. The Democrats will go to him. A chunk of the Democrats will go to him. Some, maybe some true MAGA people will. The NPAs, the ones that, some of them I think will go with Biden, but I think there's still going to be more that go with Trump. I don't know, that's just my guess. For what I see out there and listen to people saying. But we will see. And that's going to be interesting how that all plays out. And then others. In fact, Glenn Beck is not a fan of Robert F. Kennedy. He doesn't trust him. He's not a conservative, blah, 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 blah. He does not like him. He's been good on the COVID thing, but that's been pretty much it. That's pretty much his take on it. And I'm planning on doing a little bit more digging into what Kennedy is all about, too, myself, because I like a lot of things he says, but we also know what they say and what they do aren't always the same. But he's been very, very engaged in the vaccine discussion, and he's gone after the crazy agency. So those are some big pluses to me. So we'll see. But apparently CPAC is going to have him as a speaker there, and that was Glenn Beck was saying, why are they doing that? Why is CPAC having him there as a guest speaker or whatever? And I thought that was kind of interesting. So that by itself is going to be interesting, too, because people are definitely, they're so sick of what the Democrats are doing. They're sick of what the Republicans are doing. You know, the people are ready for something else. We don't like either one of these stinking parties for different reasons. We don't like them. We just don't like them. And let's see what else is going on with some of the other biggies. Poor Mike Lindell, they're going after this guy and his company and after his employees. Many of the employees are contractors that work from home, and they're going after this guy every which way, which is, I mean, when you see, of course, what they've been doing to Trump, too, with all these crazy lawsuits, the culture is sick. The culture is truly sick. It's just disgusting what we have become. And if we don't figure a way to challenge this insanity, to try to support the people who are doing the right thing, like the Jan Sixers and all this, you know, I don't know if we're going to survive until 2024. And I definitely still say if we don't take back that House and that Senate and the White House in 2024, and I mean, when I say that, I'm talking about constitutionalists, definitely not the loons on the far left. If we don't change the culture, then our country's gone. We won't have a country after that. And Judgment Day, it truly is Judgment Day, in my opinion. And then what was the other thing here? We've got, you know, there's all this, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what's going to happen with changing the speaker. How many people out there really like McCarthy? I didn't like him. And I truly don't think you were ever going to resolve this issue without it getting messy. This is why many of us didn't want McCarthy out there back in January. We knew he was a piece of garbage. We knew he was a rhino. But the Republican Party, they were all scared. The Republicans, yeah, but he's the one who gets all the money for us. He's good at raising money. Of course, he's also good at spending and wasting our money. But he's good at doing that, so we have to do this. I mean, this is the sickness of what these people are. So you got these loons on the Democratic side who are trying to totally convert us over into a New World Order, communist, one-world government garbage thing. Then you got these nutcases on the right side who all they want to do, well, I have to get reelected. That's all I care about. Just because I'm here doesn't mean I should do anything. I mean, it's all sick. It's all so sick. So I was glad to see McCarthy out of there. I am a supporter of Matt Gaetz on doing it. I don't see Scalise being the one to go out there. And I have mixed emotions about Jordan. Jordan, I like him in a lot of ways. He says and does a lot of good things. But when, like, I think they were saying, but what does he deliver? And the truth is, he doesn't always deliver. He doesn't finish. I remember on Fauci stuff, and he was doing all this stuff, these presentations, he's this, but then he forgets to ask the key questions. He drops some of the key questions. I'm like, what? So I don't know. Jordan's kind of an interesting thing. It definitely would have been great to see Trump in there. I can understand why he wouldn't do it or what the challenges of him trying to do it. Trump as Speaker of that House for a few months, it would be perfect. He would call out the people because he doesn't have to worry about it. He would call out the people. He would set the stage for how we're going to go in another direction. So I think it would still be really neat to see Trump in there. But who knows who else is going to be out there. Right now, between Scalise and Jordan, I would go with Jordan, but I'm not excited either way there, so we'll see. But it had to be done, and people are, you know, well, look, we can't do anything now for all this. Well, yeah, you can get in there. Why did you take 6 weeks off when you knew you didn't have a budget? Why you hadn't taken care of the money, all the finances? How come you went home for 6 weeks and partied? You know, or went and raised money, because that's what McCarthy was doing. He was raising money. That was all that was important. Let's take the money he's raising and put it in to pay the national debt. Maybe that would help. So the insanity of all that kind of stuff. So anybody wants to jump in and share any thoughts on that one, feel free to. Then, of course, the thing we've been hearing the most about in the last couple of days is Hamas attack on Israel. Israel, I guess, did actually make a declaration of war. And I'm like, seeing what's going on in Ukraine, see what's going on our southern border, where these individuals that are coming over that southern border, not necessarily a bunch of refugees. They look more like someone's military, like there's an army coming in. And we all know who's really driving what's going on. We know it's Obama. Obama was going to transform America, remember? And so Obama, many people don't know. I'm sure most of the people listening to this show know. But Obama was out there planting groups of refugees all over the country, having them take over local governments, like up in Minnesota. This was what he was doing all along. He was setting the stage for what was going to happen next. So it was this preparation is going on. So my question, are we actually on the verge of another world war, or are we already there? Have we actually done this? And I really want people to talk to me about what they think is going to happen in this country. With all these people who have come over this border, a president who orders the Border Patrol to cut the razor wire to allow the illegals to get in. Here they couldn't get in. They couldn't get past the razor wire, but he orders the Border Patrol to cut it and let them in. The same president is trying to say he's going to do something about the wall now, that he has to do something about the wall. Yeah, too many people are complaining about all the illegals coming in. So we have to do something. And in the middle of all that, you have this Declaration of North America, which basically gives away the border. There is no border between us and Canada and Mexico. It's all insane. So myself, I'm wondering, and I personally have no doubt the fact that we do not have, that we still have a Second Amendment. We still have... that why we're not under full attack. But I'm wondering, because of these people who have come in this country, the way they've come in, nobody knows where they are. Nobody knows who they are. And the group of what keeps being referred to as young men of military age who aren't there with any kids or women or whatever. They don't look like they're the family. That... Right now, what is being planted across this homeland? When are we going to start seeing what we see over on the other side of the planet? I don't know. I hope somebody can convince me that we're protected and we're safe and that we have a government that's going to defend us against an invasion, which, of course, we know they're not doing now, or these attacks. I don't know. I just fear for what's happening next. I don't have any reason to have any faith, belief that the current administration is going to do anything to protect us, because they're not. And we know that one other one who was out there transforming America is trying to take us down, who I happen to believe truly is the president in the background. I don't believe Biden is doing any of this on his own. This is what I believe he's being instructed. That's just my opinion. For anybody else that wants to share their thoughts on what they think it is, feel free to join the discussion. But what is going to happen next? What's going to happen to our country next? Because I have a lot of concerns. Do you feel safe, or do you believe we're basically under attack, or there's going to be something's going to happen? I don't know. I don't know. And then the other is, of course, what is Congress really doing? They were supposed to be doing all sorts of things to take care of the border and this and that. And, you know, the bickering amongst themselves. It's like, it just would be so nice if people would focus on doing their job. But they're all worried about getting reelected. They're worried about playing games with McCarthy and being his friend. And they said McCarthy was out there talking, or you know, about what's going on in Israel earlier, but he never said the word border. He never once mentioned we need to secure our own border. And that's McCarthy. He's supposed to be on the good side, right? No. Nope, I'm afraid not. Is he as far to the loony side as some of these other people? Maybe. I wouldn't go that far. But he's more worried about raising money. He's going to do and say what he has to raise money. And it was kind of interesting when they tried to say, oh, these Republicans who sided with the Democrats to get McCarthy ousted out of there and everything else. Wait a minute. It was McCarthy who was siding with the Democrats, with Biden, to continue funding Ukraine and all this other garbage and not doing anything about the border, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, you can't make up this stuff. It's just insane. Absolutely insane. I'm trying to think, is there anything else I absolutely need to rant about right this moment? I think I've covered the main stuff, and we can get the conversation going here. I've ranted enough. Okay, let's see if Karen, first off, let's hope everything works tonight. Hope we don't have the technology problems, telecom problems we had last week. Karen, are you there?
Yes, I am. And hopefully you are correct. We will have no technology problems. That would be good. But who knows?
It was weird.
In a technology vein, I have to tell you a little story that happened to me the other day. I was put my phone down. I didn't call anybody, didn't look at any programs. Nothing was open, just the phone. Put it down on the counter, and I said to the dog, "Are you coming out now?" The phone then answered and said, "Coming out now is usually referred to LGBTQ plus people who are coming out of the closet." Where did that come from on my phone? I was in shock. My phone was answering me. So I will tell everybody to make sure, especially at night when you go to bed, shut your phone off, because this test that they did might have something to do with listening in on our phones. We know they can do that. It was reported about a couple of weeks ago that the cell towers now have, the government has access to all of the cell towers, and they can monitor anything, anytime. So we have that. Isn't that wonderful? I thought that was really terrific. And we have to worry about another thing. One of the things that you mentioned, and this is more proof, they just found the guns, some of the military equipment that were left for Hezbollah in Afghanistan. They found them in Israel. They found them in Gaza. So for those of you that don't think that this administration is connected to this, we have been giving billions, with a B, dollars to Iran, and it is not that the sanctions that Trump put on the Iranians that are not working, it's the fact that Biden is ignoring them. So we can look forward to extremely high gas prices, and I don't see where we're going to be out of this anytime soon. It's getting quite scary. I also read that Michael Yon and Bert Burquam, who are down at the border, have reported, and Burquam actually had pictures of, I think he said it was 2,500, but don't quote me on the number, people that were coming in, and they were coming in from Syria, and they were not families. These were men, young men of fighting military capability. So when is it going to happen here is now going to be the big question. The other big question is, Israelis have been going through a similar thing of wokeness that we have been going through here. And instead of their, they call it the IDF, and that is the Israeli Defense Force, which was the premier defense force in the world, even better than our defense force. They are supposed to be the brightest and the best, and we have trained with them, they have trained with us. Well, it seems as though the wokeness of the Americans have now infiltrated into Israel. So if a group of intelligence forces have a mission, they are laser focused on that mission. and will do nothing else other than that mission. It seems as though instead of doing the mission of finding out what Hamas and Hezbollah were doing, they were busy worrying about, as Biden said, the existential threat of climate change. This is what happens when you pay attention to climate change and not your enemy. Climate change is a hoax, and climate change is not our enemy. I got news for everybody. Need a drum roll. The climate changes. It changes every season. Isn't that amazing? And no matter what we do, I bet you can't stop it. I bet there's not a human being. I bet even if all of the 8 billion people on the planet Earth said no, the climate would still change. So we have a very, very, very serious problem in America because we are for what's coming. And what I see coming right now are gas prices going through the roof, because if we make, you know, if we stop, well, there's no way we can stop buying oil from them, because Biden has closed just about our problems, our oil fields, stopped the drilling, stopped all of that. So, Sally, let me ask you, how does an electric tank work in the middle of the desert? Won't that be fun? What happens if you run out of juice and you need to have a charge? Where do I go? Could I stick it up? Oh, I'll take the electric cord and stick it in the sun. Maybe that'll give me a charge. This is so sick and so dangerous. It's funny, but it's sad that it's funny. I mean, it is just beyond sickness what these people have done to this country and what will be happening to the American citizens. Think about this. This was a coordinated attack. I mean, they didn't just dream all of this up. They spent 2 years telling the world how they weren't going to fight anybody, and they got elected as the governing force of the Gaza Strip. That was Hamas. They were elected. Remember that, everybody. They were elected. So they got elected as the governing force, and then they made nicey-nice with everybody. In the meantime, underground, they were busy planning an attack. They were busy building tunnels, and they were busy coordinating. And then we gave them the weapons from Afghanistan, and then we gave money to Iran, which they gave to Hamas and Hezbollah. So they had plenty of money. They got trained in Iran, and they got American weapons. So America paid for the weapons, gave them the weapons, and paid for the war to go on by giving Iran all of this money. Now, how do you think equate that to America? This administration has absolutely no idea where these terrorists are in America. However, they know where the MAGA people are. Have no idea where the terrorists are. But dare you go out and say the election was illegitimate and Joe Biden is a moron. Well, he's not. He's just taking orders from Obama. An America hater. And if you don't think that that's correct, go and take a look at just what went on in New York City this past weekend. They were parading in New York City supporting Hamas and what Hamas did. And they believe that everything that is wrong with them is not their leader's fault. It's America's fault. It's the West's fault. So if they only get rid of us, then everything will be wonderful and they'll be living in their utopia. Think about that. So imagine in America a coordinated attack. We think 9/11 was there. They could do that in every city. in the country. They could take down a tower, take down a building, blow up something. And they have the wherewithal to do it. I don't know if you remember, but about 8 years ago, we did articles on what we called, the company was called Gulf-Tainer. And Gulf-Tainer was a company that was from it was either Kuwait or the Arab Emirates. I think it was Kuwait. I'm not sure. But anyway, what was Gulf-Tainer? Well, Gulf-Tainer went around and they went to the ports of America. And they convinced two ports right now, one in Delaware and one in Jacksonville, Florida, to manage the ports on a lease. Well, I asked at that time, how many containers are inspected? You know what the answer was? 2%. 2% of the containers that come in from overseas are inspected. Now, Gulf-Tainer has a contract with another company, and this company is K, I can't remember the name. I know it starts with a K. Anyway, it is a Russian company, and this company has built a rocket launcher, actually, that fits in the container and is controlled remotely by a cell phone. Think about how wonderful that is going to be when they explode those, because nobody knows where they are. Nobody knows even if they could not, maybe they're not in any of the containers. Club K is what the name of the company was. I don't think that they are not here. I believe they are here. Just like I believe the terrorists are here, you know, the ones whose backpacks nobody's looking at, the ones who are just walking across our border, as you said, as they have been welcomed in by the Border Patrol.
Yeah.
So here we are literally sitting ducks, especially those people that live in the cities. They are going to be after those people, and they will be, they are in our cities, only we have no idea where. And now the new thing is the illegals have an app on the phone, and all they have to do is schedule an appointment, which now is a minimum of 2 years out, some as far as 7 years out, with the court to review their immigration status. And then they go to the border, and they show Border Patrol, look, I'm scheduled. And Border Patrol says, and where would you like to go? Well, I would like to go to Nebraska. Okay, here's the plane ticket. We'll take you to the airport. And they are dispersing these people all over the country. And the people are giving addresses that are vacant lots, McDonald's, big office buildings. As long as they have an address, it's perfectly okay. After all, they have an address. This administration is so treasonous. And nobody does anything. Do you think Kevin McCarthy is coming back, is going to do something now? You're right. Get your head out of your butt, people. Yeah. Every single one of us should be right now sending an email, making a phone call. Call them tonight. Nobody's there. You can call and leave a message. And tell them, no, on Kevin McCarthy. We got rid of him for a reason. He was not doing his job. And don't let the media fool you by thinking that he was doing his job. He sided every single time with the Democrats. He gave away our position with the budget. We could have had all of this defunded now, but we don't, because Kevin McCarthy made a deal with Biden to provide the funding for the, what was that, the Inflation Reduction Act? What a joke that is, the inflation... the Inflation Increase Act didn't reduce anything. It increased everything. And if we think inflation is bad now, wait. Just wait, because all they're doing is devaluing the dollar, and these people who are these criminals and who are fighting against us are now trading in the yuan, in ruples, in the money of the country. Well, they don't need our money anymore. Now what? Who is going to fund America? Nobody. Who is going to make sure that the dollar is strong? Nobody. And what are they doing? They're buying gold. Now why would they want to buy gold? Because they're not stupid. We are. And we're allowing it to happen. We were very good in getting rid of McCarthy. We have to not be fooled into thinking that we could bring him back and he will do a 180 and stand up for the people. Give me a break.
After everything they went through in January, January was the, I mean, how many of us were opposing McCarthy back in January? Everything he has done is exactly what everybody said they were afraid he would do back then. So why would you think he would do something different, like he really learned a lesson? I mean, come on, people. Don't be that dumb.
Right, because money talks, and McCarthy is the one who can bring money to the party. Screw the party.
Yeah, that's all they care about. Money.
That's all they care about. That's all they care about. And the fact that they're even having another debate, how stupid, what a stupid waste of money. But is it? Because where does the money go? The money goes to the marketing companies. The money goes to the consultants. The money goes to the donors. So this is payback. It has nothing to do with having a real debate. They're not debates. They're yelling stuff. I don't even know why anybody watches them. They don't accomplish anything. They don't say anything except, oh, as Mike Pence said, this whole thing in Israel is Trump's fault. Like, what? How did you pull that one out? That one was really good. How did you get that one? It's Trump's fault because he put America first. Huh?
Isn't that sick?
And he wasn't paying on what was going on in the rest of the world. Excuse me? What was the Abraham Accord, which, by the way, was canceled today? The Saudis no longer want to work with Israel. Of course not. They're afraid they'll get bombed also.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, this is so sick. Remember,
Obama is sitting there laughing, grinning ear to ear. You just know Obama's just having a field day with all this. I mean, the enemy's from within.
He is the major enemy. He really is. He is the most disgraceful of all. And he wait till his wife runs for office. Won't that be fun?
Yeah. Yeah, and who truly knows? I mean, how many people think Biden's really going to be there for the 2024 election? Who really thinks he's going to survive to be on that ballot? And now they have Kennedy out there, so they're going to have to bring somebody in. Excuse me, they think can really make some kind of a difference. And how many people would vote for the Obamas again? Which is really sick to me. It's like you're just clueless. Or you're a treasonous traitor. I mean, that's the only way you can keep voting for these people. And the other part, just like here locally and some other things, like, guy, I'm talking to these people, they have no clue what's going on. And so you're representing me, but you don't know any of the stuff. I'm having to educate you on what a 15-minute sit is, and you're the one representing
me? I know. That
was
my, that was my big takeaway from that meeting. Here we sat in front of two people who were supposed to be representing us, and they had no idea what a 15-minute sit was.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they knew who Klaus Schwab was. I was really shocked. But how could you not know about him and not know about a 15-minute sitting? So, folks, I mean, this is affirmation of what we have been saying all along. We, the people, know more than the representatives. And it's our job to make sure that the representatives learn what's going on. Otherwise, how do they represent us? They can't. Because they don't know what's going on. They have no idea. They're so busy getting elected that they don't pay attention to anything else. And that is a big problem. And that is where our job comes in. It is the job of we the people to make sure that they know what's going on. Otherwise, we will lose everything. And we now have half a country who believes that if they give up their rights and just follow the government will take care of them.
Yeah, I'm totally brainwashed. And what was the other thing on that? It was just, you saw how many of these people just act like they were, oh, thank you so much. I mean, wait a minute, they work for you. It was like these people are all but drooling over these two people who don't even know what they're doing. We're telling them the stuff because they don't know it. And then the sad part is I'm like saying, well, how do you find somebody else to run against these people? How do we find people who have a clue, who can run against them, who will have enough money? Because, again, money is, whether we want to face it or not, money is part of the equation here. How do you get other people in there who are really going to do the work? I did hear something kind of interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say we're not unless we get rid of the money.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of the money.
Yeah.
A private citizen.
Money can buy.
Why a private citizen like myself, I have a limit. I can only donate, $2,500 to a candidate? But yet if I'm a member of a PAC, I can donate hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. That's what's wrong. It has nothing to do with the private citizen. It has to do, and accepting money from overseas companies?
Yeah.
Isn't that called election influencing, meddling in elections?
Yeah. See, to me, you have to be a eligible voter to be able to contribute. No private entity should be allowed to buy the election, because that's what happens now. It's all money laundering.
Yep.
People don't want to call it super PACs, political action committees, corporations, whatever you want to call it. They are money laundering systems. That's all they are, because the individual could never give that much money to one candidate or to a candidate. However, if you give it to a super PAC, they got millions like Soros and company, all these other ones do. Then they can do whatever they want out there, and it's money laundering is all it is. You know, it's absolutely disgusting. Well, okay, Nathan is out there.
You know what?
Nathan, if you're still listening, call back in.
Okay, they do. They even tell in advance. Alex Soros said that he will donate millions to the PAC to get rid of Trump if Trump is the nominee.
Yeah.
Here in advance, they're telling you this is what we're going to do to destroy your ability to choose your president.
Correct. And this was Citizens United was a big part of this thing, and it was a totally wrong. A corporation is not a person. A corporation is not a voter. It is an entity in itself. And it has a life of itself in reference to liability. Excuse me. That's the only reason you have corporations, to divert liability from a capitalist society. So if something happens, you don't destroy the person, basically. A sole proprietorship, you'd be the one who'd be liable for everything. If you're incorporated, the corporation's liable and they can't come after you. So that's the only thing it's supposed to do. Excuse me. So everything to do with Citizens United was the wrong thing. It was the corporations are not voters. As far as I know, Coca-Cola cannot walk into the precinct and vote. I don't see the corporation going in there and vote. They're not allowed to vote. They should have no rights at all to our ballot box. And right now, of course, the RNC and the DNC are the two most corrupt corporations or that have control over it. But all these super PACs and all this other stuff, it's all the same stuff. That's disgusting.
Yep.
And that's the other part of it that we have to get cleaned up. If
yes,
we can.
Absolutely.
Okay, Nathan, where did you go? Come on, let's get back out there. Nathan was out there with his hand up, and I was just about to go to him, and then he dropped off. So we'll see if he calls back in.
Oh, it's Big Brother. Shut him down.
That could be. Hopefully it wasn't anybody else getting dropped off that way. What was the other thing when we go there? I mean, when you talk to them about the solar farms and this and that, and they just part of the time it's deer in the headlights. Okay, well,
exactly.
Well, Cindy's going to chime in. Cindy's got something here.
All right, I have one more thing before I go. It is for people in Florida. The powers that be have decided that they want to take the judicial districts, of which I think there are 47 in the state, and merge them together to come up with about 24 judicial districts. And what this means is Florida will be on the road to California, because the judge will, instead of having 20 smaller district to work with, they will now have a much bigger district. So, for example, the rural districts will be folded into the cities, and that would be awful, because the lesser crimes will not be adjudicated. They won't have time for them because their population of control and the people that they manage will be so much higher. So we have a week, I think the 12th is when they are going to start making a decision on this. And we need everyone in Florida to get a hold of your representative and senator and tell them no to Paul Renner, who wants to merge the judicial districts. That would be a horror for the state. Right now, Florida has a very good record of taking care of their criminals. And in comparison to the rest of the country, we have a very low crime rate. If this happens, as I said, we've got 20 million people in Florida, and you can imagine what the crime rate will become. So please contact your legislators, and I will get the email of the chief judge who is over this committee. I'll get that for you in a few minutes. And everybody,
okay.
I wrote to them, and I got a response. And the response was, you will be included in our listing of responses. So they are looking for, this is the public input time. This is our job. This is what we have to do.
Exactly. And I got to do that, too. So, if you can get that information. Cindy, I'm going to go to Nathan first, since he was out there, and he probably dropped off because I hadn't called on him yet. So let me go to let Nathan in, and then we'll get Cindy, and then we'll get back with that on that stuff, because that's important, too. We get the government we deserve, and that's really the sad truth. Okay, let's see what Nathan has to say. Hello, Nathan.
Sally, the war in Israel has already started in America. I'll send it when I get home here in a few minutes, but there's some bullying, not like the big boy picking on the little boy, but some very high-tech bullying going on here in Florida, and it's funded by Russia. They're giving out locations of people and where they're at, in the schools. So I'll send it to you whenever I get home. But listen, the Republicans ain't going to save us. You mentioned global warming earlier. Okay, that is a Republican policy. And I know the Democrats celebrate it and lead us, always fuss with them about global warming, but it's a Republican policy. You know, we got to stop to save the Republicans so they can save us. They're the ones that's pushing us over the cliff. We need to read the Constitution and sit around and talk about it and find out what do you think that actually says and not go back in history and study our experience. Okay, our experience is our standard. That's my opinion, and I approve of it.
Well, and I agree with that. And the thing is, right now, there's many wars going on. If you want to call it a war, I'm calling it the war for the ballot box and all this other stuff. There's things going on all over the place, and we're in such a bad way because too many Americans for too long sat on the sidelines. There's still too many sitting on the sidelines now, but many more are getting engaged and understanding how serious this really is. So things are happening. But when it comes to the 24th Amendment and the right to participate in the primary, here's the situation, and this was – I'm trying to come up with a plan that we can tackle what they're doing to us by violating – like right now, you know, Kennedy's out there as a no-party-affiliated independent candidate, but there's not – I don't know what they're going to do for a primary for the independents. I don't think they have primaries for them.
Primaries for independents and primaries for, you know, Boy Scouts and primaries for Girl Scouts. There's no primaries for each group. There is no two groups in the Constitution. And if you go back and look at the elections, whenever Abraham Lincoln ran, guess what? There was Republicans, Democrats, electors, not electoral college, but electors, and there was a whole bunch of different people winning. And, you know, Lincoln got the majority of the population, and he barely got through on the electors. But it wasn't electors for two colleges, their own personal college for their own personal party. It wasn't that, you know. And every time we hear every election, we need to get organized. I always say we already are organized.
No, well, I'm talking about taking a legal action in reference to being denied the right to participate in the primary if you're a no party affiliate. So what has to be done to take that legal action? And then the other is taking action to not whether it be a constitutional amendment or because that state thing, we're not going to go into the total thing, but the state and these electors is the part that's a problem. We should have the right to vote on the electors who are going to cast the vote. So that's what the whole part, this is why to a certain degree, probably a major degree, voting in a primary for the presidential or vice president, two different things, is a waste because those electors have already decided who they're voting for. They're doing whatever the RNC is telling them to do or whatever the DNC is, depending on what state they're in. So it's the election is a farce.
And they've already
decided Trump can't be a part of it
because he won't get on the stage and sign and make an oath.
Well, they dropped that requirement. He's not going to waste the time on the debates because they're garbage.
But the election process is not about the parties. It's about the people.
That's what it's supposed to be about. That's what it's supposed to be about. But we know that's not the case today. It's the two parties that control the election. And at some of the local levels and some things, it's not as obvious, but I'm talking the presidential election because that is different. It's not strictly you have electors. The electors are only used in the presidential. They don't go and cast votes for the U.S. senators, the U.S. House of Representatives. The electors only cast votes for the presidential. So I'm focusing on the presidential that you and I as NPAs do not get to participate in the election of the president. And truthfully, if we're going to be honest, which is a very tough thing for people to do, because of these two parties and because of the way the states select the electors, The people don't select or elect the electors. The states are going out there playing games with it. So if you have a Republican governor and whatever else, and they end up picking these Republican electors who are all part of the RNC and all part of this game here and whatever else, they're already controlled, so they're going to do what they're being told to do by that side. Now, the question would be if you could ever depend on having an accurate count at the ballot box, which is another story we talked about earlier. But for the sake of argument, just say, you know, Trump gets 70% of the votes in Florida for the nominee. However, you got these morons over here in the RNC that said, well, we don't want Trump. We said we were going to try to get him off the ballot. We're not going to. So these electors totally ignore what the voters said at the ballot box, and they go and vote for somebody different. They go and cast that vote for somebody different.
What we need to do is get an open forum with some Republican politicians and Democrat politicians and ask questions. Have a debate, if you would, a discussion, and make sure your answers come only from the words written in the Constitution. The Bill of Rights, the preamble, Bill of Rights, and amendments, because that is all one document. It's four sections, but it's, you know, they all update each other, and they are very consistent, you know, but I'm going to be home here in just about a minute, and then I'm going to run in and send that to you, and you might see it short enough. You can get it over to your audience tonight. Just a short,
okay.
You know, a local news. But you know, it's the same thing with Hitler, okay? He had to reach to you, and Russia's reaching the youth and funding them to attack other teenagers, other children,
yeah.
You know, and they're dividing us, you know.
They are definitely doing it. But the last thing, and then I'll let you go because you're gonna go inside, whatever. But the other thing, the piece when it comes to taking action, legal action, because the 24th Amendment says I have the right. They cannot charge me a tax, a poll tax, or other tax. And so I should have the right to participate in that primary. So this is where, based on what one legal mind was saying, is like, okay, so what you're going to have to do is you're going to go have to register under whatever party is you want to vote, go register in that primary, then you go after them and take the lawsuit saying you were forced to pay the tax, you were forced to participate in a group. That's where, because right now it's like, well, you chose not to vote.
But the only way I could vote
is if I had to do it. So.
Well, but here's the whole thing. It's the same. It's the same as, and there is no discrimination. A black person, a white person, a Chinese person, a Republican, a Democrat, an atheist, everybody from all walks of life and all philosophies of life walk in, and they all vote their conscience, and they're not committed to a group. In any political group or any party, you just go in there and vote your conscience and let it fall.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to do that today. That's the problem. You know as well as I do, you are not allowed to do that today in the state of Florida.
Well,
you're not allowed to.
Thanks to Mr. Tolbert, I'm documented with my case before the state of Florida, and because. Mr. Tolbert got a copy of it. He put it in front of the Supreme Court. It'll probably never get looked at, he said, but he goes 100 years from now when they're digging through the archives, they're going to say, hey, there's one guy back 100 years ago read what the words in the Constitution said. He said, that's about all you'll get out of it, you know?
Well,
I agree with
him. If only one person does it, you're correct. There's nothing's going to happen if only one person does it. The point is to get enough people to take action on it. And if you truly have a better method than to try to take it through a legal process and try to get it to the Supreme Court,
well,
then you know I'm all ears. But
well,
when you're talking about damages,
I hear you on more people, but me personally. I will not be a part of a group, because once we get organized, it's the people at the top that set the
agenda.
First off,
I'm not saying
and that's
you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm telling the no party affiliates, if you want to take back your vote, you're going to have to fight for it. If you don't care, if you don't want to be part of the primaries, then just keep doing like you're doing. So because right now you're making the two parties happy when you let them do what they want to do. So I'm saying if you're a no-party affiliate and you want to participate, then you have to go out there and prove that they have harmed you and not allowed you to participate. And that was what
I've done my part.
And,
I've done my part, but
well,
it's just a little drift
and,
in the bucket.
I'll go back to, when it comes to war, we're fighting a battle to save the country. We're fighting a battle to take back our vote. And, I don't want to be registered as any political party. I don't have any desire to be. However, if I can do that to take legal action to correct the wrongs, I will do it as part of a war, the battle for the ballot box. Because if I just stay here and say, well, I'm just going to keep doing what you're telling me to do because that's what you're going to tell me to do, then it's over. If people aren't willing to stand up, aren't willing to bite the bullet, then, that's what it is.
On this war.
So, anyway,
war,
I'll let you go inside. What's
okay.
that?
Okay. I was going to say on this war
else?
That we're seeing. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, on this war we see going on over there in the Middle East right now, this was a surprise. Israel and America never saw it coming. And you know what? I believe that is a lie because they are sharing intelligence on tips on what they see happening. And so what it is on America's side, they just shut down. They shut down and didn't say a word about what they were gathering. And that's why this thing was like out of nowhere, boom.
Yeah. Well, again, you have to recognize who the enemy is. So, and I'm in total agreement. I do believe the people that are running the country today, these are anti-American people. We have so many treasonous traitors in public office and in various roles today. The enemy's from within. It's all self-destructive. I'm in total agreement with you. No argument there. So.
Okay, I'm going to run in the house, and then as soon as I get my computer on, I'll send it to you.
Okay, thank you. Talk
goodbye.
To you in a few. Or if you get your call back in, that is. Okay, and I see
okay,
two
bye-bye.
Callers out there right now. Thank you so much, Nathan. And I really want to do fight to get get our rights to participate in the primaries like we're supposed to. So I'm going to go to Cindy because she's been waiting, but then I also do see, I think that might be Joe Montana out there. Is Joe Montana's out there? But we'll go to you next. But Cindy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me? Okay. What are you thinking?
I just think I think a lot of things. First of all, I think this there was a lot of things that Trump said today in his speech that was very interesting. The fact that he brought up Obama and Obama's running the show, he gave a lot of intel today, which was quite interesting. So everybody's getting to see the truth, okay? Everybody's
mm-hmm.
getting to see the real truth now. People who have been asleep, if you are a Republican, and you think people like that are running, like DeSantis and some of the others, is better than having Trump, you better wake up. Because they're part of the problem. And the party is not going to fix it, no matter what we do, because they can't, because of the NGOs, the special interests, the lobbyists. It's so complicated now that I think the only thing that could happen is if Trump was to get elected and he gives most of it back to the states, and then we, the people in those states, have to deal with it. Otherwise, I think the federal government is a goner. They're just, it's too big, too bloated, and we can't fix it. And we expect these people to go up there. And it's very, when you realize what it is you just get elected, and the House Freedom Caucus had that plan in August before the election, and what they accomplished by putting the vacate to seat back into the rules okay, because a lot of the rules were taken away. They've tried, but this is, it's going to constantly go on. I mean, you know, they talk about the budget, like there's nowhere they could cut the budget. There's so many places they could cut the budget, and but they don't, because the people in Washington,
yeah,
it's like their own little country, and so they don't care. You know, and we,
yeah,
and we think we're going to fix it. And I'll tell you what we're not going to fix. Somebody, my friend of mine last night was telling me, up in Richmond where his daughter lives, the main thoroughfare that you go through to Richmond had all those beautiful statues of, you know, some of the founding fathers in Richmond and all,
mm-hmm,
that. Every one of them are gone. Every one of them has been taken down. We've already lost that war. Nobody stood up and said, wait a minute, we're not supposed to take that statue down. Nobody. I don't remember any politician saying anything. So the only hope I see is to get Trump elected. That's it.
Yeah.
And the people that are standing in line, which, what is it going to be, tomorrow night or Thursday, whatever, at Trump 47 down at the convention center, somebody, you know, these groups, and I'm, you know, there's plenty of things to do. People could stand there and go up to those people and say to them, hello, my name is so-and-so, and can I have your information? I'm going to give you my information. And who is your representative? Oh, you don't know? Okay, well, let me have it. I have his number right here. Can you put this in your phone? And when you see an,
yeah,
alert on your phone, a text, or you get an email, now you know that you have to make a call, because most people don't even know who their elected official is. They go,
true,
and stand in line to see Dan Bongino looking for an autograph, stand in line for hours and hours and hours to see Donald Trump, or they go to another event where some speaker is. Nobody tells them to do anything. So this is the situation that we're in. And that's the way I feel about it, Sally. You know, I think now we have to really think about our own lives. I mean, I'm alone. I would have been married 47 years today. Bob passed away. It's very sad. I don't have anybody. I have some cousins. I have one family member here, and I have, you know, friends. But I'm on my own. I'm trying to save myself. And then I get up every morning, buy gold, store some more food. I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, we've been listening to that bullshit since Obama. Remember Obama? I mean, buy food. I remember Karen and I in the middle of the night. I'm not lying either. I would have my phone, my house phone, and I'd be like under the covers, and Bob would be sleeping, and there would be like a conference call, and we would talk about there's a route, and we're going to meet at this cabin, and then the Oath Keepers are going to come and protect us, and then we're going to follow them to the next cabin. I think about that now. It's all bullshit, because this is why I think it's bullshit. The people at the top, yeah, they can go to New Zealand and get their bunker. Okay, but the bottom line is there's a lot of people that are in the know, and do you think they really want to go through? You know, I think we're going to have a slight depression. If we're lucky, we won't have a depression. Is there going to be criminals have been coming in the border? That's no surprise. Do all of the Muslims want to burn us to the ground? No, I don't really think so. I don't think all of them do. I think a lot, maybe. I don't know what portion I would say, but I also think going back after 9/11, and I remember having Bridget Gabrielle come to speak at the first Lincoln Day dinner after 9/11, and she scared everybody half to death, and, you know, everybody thought there was going to be a bombing, and there was anthrax and this and that. We haven't had anything attack since then. Does it mean that they're asleep yourselves? Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people write books about that, too. So they're getting paid to scare us. Could it happen? Yeah, probably could. But we're, you know, if we're going to live like that, we have to remember that, you know, these people that are on television or on radio or writers, or they're on Twitter and they have a Twitter show, they're all getting paid. And what are they going to talk about? They're not going to talk about anything that might – they're talking about the doom and gloom every day.
Yes, they're talking about whatever their size. But who pays them? You got to go back to the CCP and the other elements and Soros and company. Where they're getting
everybody.
Their money? They're going to say whatever they're told to say.
And it's like Sean Hannity and even Rush Limbaugh. I mean, God rest his soul, but Rush never told us to do anything. I remember sending two FedEx packages to his house. because we wanted him to get involved with the 750 regional plan. And we told him, this is Agenda 21. He never responded. So, you know, they're complicit to what's happening here. But I think what we have to use is a little common sense. Yes, maybe you should have some silver rounds to barter with. But, I mean, if you're going to have a bunch of gold bars, what are you going to do with those gold bars? You're going to try to go to the store and plop it down on the register at Publix?
Well, when you go shopping for that car, make sure you bring enough gold bars.
I know. I keep thinking.
But
then, you know, go ahead.
Let me mention, and also, Joe, I see you out there, so hold on. Don't go away. We're going to get to you in just a minute. Here in Florida, I got this thing about public banks, and it was going through some information. So I'm going to try to get a show really on public banks instead of the Federal Reserve, how you have a state bank or a public bank, state banks that have failed. And this article is actually from Orange County government, where they're talking about public banks, how to form a public.
Yeah.
So we got to see if there's an option for us. And truly, I continue to believe we have to have that parallel economic system to go against all this other insanity, which is what Glenn Beck. Now, Rush Limbaugh, I agree. Rush Limbaugh, he would talk about stuff, but he wasn't telling people what to do. He wasn't truly giving that guiding hand. But Glenn Beck has told a lot. What's that?
Right. I said Glenn has always told everybody. And look at this. Look, you have the public square now, which has gone public. You can go there online, and if you want to buy, you know, soap by a company that is like us, you can. You want to buy a dress, or maybe you need a toy for a kid, or maybe you need a bank. Maybe you should do your banking at Old Glory Bank. Everybody's opening up an account with them. They're out west. You can go to Public Square and look at it. You're right. We have to have it. We should have had it. Why? Listen, I remember when Target did the unisex bathroom, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the gays. Okay.
Yep.
And I sent it out, and people would say, well, I had to go to Target because Susie likes Target. I don't care. Don't go to – why are you going to Target? We did the Patriot shopping list, which I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's really detailed. It tells you every – you know, what Target gave their money to, who, you know, who was part of BlackRock. I mean, we have it all listed. So you shouldn't really go to any of those places. If you can help it, you shouldn't go there, period. You should buy, you know, I go to Dollar General on Saturdays. Dollar General really hasn't done anything political, okay, because we looked into
it.
Not only that, but when you go into Dollar General, let's say you want some paper products for the holidays, it's all made in America. Maybe you go down the other aisle and there's a whole bunch of soap by Yardley, made in America. Maybe you wanted some greeting cards. Most of their cars are made in America. Isn't that funny? And so, you know, there are places that you can go to. It's just that people are so used to convenience. You know, they're not thinking. They just want to get it done. It's like going into Publix and then ignoring the fact that they have those automated checkouts. And I always say, you see that over there? You're not going to have a job. Where's the manager? And then I complain. But people don't want to do that.
People actually get mad at me. People get annoyed with me because I don't want to use the self-service. And I think I pay enough to get waited on by a human. I don't want to deal with a machine. I want to deal with a human.
Yeah.
And by the way,
exactly.
I'm trying to help you save your job in case you care. And I actually said that to people in line. And I'm trying to help save some American jobs here instead of outsourcing it to whoever who's going to be controlling that machine over there kind of thing. And
they,
it's kind of funny.
Say,
people kind of get annoyed.
Yeah. I was at Winn-Dixie today, and they don't have any of that automatic takeout thing. Anyway, they had there were two women, one black woman working in the vegetable aisle, and I said, well, where's the celery? I said, can you believe this price? She says, oh, it's horrible. I said, well, you know, it's that guy in the White House. She says, that's for sure. We need to get that guy in that wants to do America first, okay? Then I was at the meat department, and I said something. Another black man. Yeah. So, you know, I'm sick of that, too. Oh, the blacks are for Trump. Oh, and the whites and the women and the purple people and this. And the, you know what? We're all Americans. Anybody with half a brain, okay? You don't have to be that smart to realize that this guy in the White House is an idiot. All right?
Exactly.
So we don't give him enough credit. We don't give him enough credit. And we should, you know, any opportunity that I have to talk to somebody about what's going on in a not in a, you know, in a pushy way, It's interesting to hear what they have to say. So I think we have to make it to 24. I don't know if we will. Are they going to come over here and bomb the shit out of us? Maybe. I don't think I want to live in New York City, and that's New York City's problem. You created that monster. L.A. created that monster. Chicago created that monster. Minnesota, Detroit. I mean, we can go on and on and on. You know, a very good story that once is Glenn Beck last year. I think it might have been last year or 2 years ago. He had a woman on from Detroit who sat on the city commission, and I can't remember what she did, but she basically did something conservative, and she said it, and she was very brave. And I think it was something like the policies were working in her city because of the Trump administration. So he had her on the show. Yeah, she said that, and she was a liberal. So I called her up, and I had a great conversation with her for like 35 minutes. I said, I'm so glad. It's not about Trump. I'm glad that you think that your city has been made better because of these policies. I said, let's hope that continues, you know? And she was grateful that I called, that somebody actually listened to her. So I think there's more people like us, normal people. People have children. Some people aren't paying enough attention because they don't want to. They want to watch football all day long and be drugged up and just pretend everything's going to be all right. But we can't fix them. We can only, try to open other eyes, and pray and lend a helping hand, you know, to whoever it may be, you know, barter. You know, I have a Juan come and mows my lawn, and his son asked me for some constitutions. And he tells me when he goes back to Guatemala, Juan, what's going on there with his mother and stuff like that. And he says, these people coming here are no good. He says, they're getting all these freebies. He's working really hard. And he knows I'm living on a very, I'm really living small. And so I'll make him a bunch of cakes and I'll go to the store. And if I see a package where you get a bunch of chicken, you get another thing of chicken, I'll give it to Juan. I'll try to give him cash every other week. He never bothers me for the money. He's always willing to, and that's what we have to do. We have to help each other. And I think that's the most important thing, really, in my mind. And that's how we're going to get through this. Otherwise, we're just going to be like everybody else. And there's a lot of greed out there. There's a lot of greed. Look at how sick and twisted. One more thing. Influencers. There was a young girl in Ukraine at a gas station. The guy went up to interview and said, well, you know, what is this that you have on? And she says, well, I have this Yves Saint Laurent, and this is my Cartier bracelet for $12,000, and this is my this and my this and my this. And he says, well, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an influencer from Ukraine on Instagram. What? So she probably is buying that stuff with the money that we gave Ukraine somehow, right? She's an influencer?
Yeah.
This is how sick our society is.
Yeah. Well, it's the same as a lobbyist in its own sense. I mean, yeah, best government money can buy. We totally allow ourselves.
One more thing. Yeah. Israel? I'm sorry that happened. I think that it's disgusting. I think killing is disgusting, period. But I don't want to hear about Netanyahu. He threw Trump under the bus. And that country is 100% facts. And what is he doing now? Look at the policies he's trying to put in. No free speech. They're changing the court. They're doing this. It's very controlled. People are not happy there. So we should talk about that, you know. We have to separate. We have to have reality there about Israel, too. I mean, I think what the Palestinians did is disgusting. But then we're going to go in there and we're going to blow up a whole building, so that makes it better. Like, what does that all mean? That's really starting a war. You know, nobody wants to sit down and talk. I mean, look at what happened today. Saudi Arabia said they're willing to still have talks with Israel. Okay, so sit down and talk. But Netanyahu is not as good as everybody thinks he is. He threw Trump under the bus, and Trump reminded and said something about it also.
Yeah. Yeah, that I recall something about that, and then something I may have been Karen who mentioned it all. Somebody was talking to me about gun ownership and how very restrictive they are. It's kind of interesting. It's not quite the free society we keep thinking or acting like it is. It may be better than some others, and is it better than Canada? Look what Canada's turning into, and they've been there pretty much all the way anyway.
And you know,
but they're getting so insane too. What's that?
And the evangelicals. I'm a Christian. We're all Christians. But the evangelicals are known for not voting. And now is their moment, because now they're going to tell us that this is, the rapture's coming. Jesus is going to take care of it. And that's why they can't get out of their pews. Seriously. I'm really serious about it. Because when you really, I pray every morning with this little prayer book I have. And then it says to go to the Bible and read passages. And it's very interesting, but I tried to go to different churches, okay? And I'm a Catholic. I cannot go to the Catholic Church. I'd like to go to the little Catholic Church, but it's a long way from my house, which is truly conservative and traditional, and they don't like the Pope, but it's too far. But I went to a couple other churches, and I don't see any of those people voting. Some of them don't vote. They just thinking that God's going to come, it's going to be a miracle. I don't know,
God helps those who help themselves. That part kind of drives me crazy too, because I've been invited to go to several churches, which before I go there, Joe, if you're still listening, please call back. I'm afraid he dropped off because I didn't get to him fast enough. Joe from Montana, call back in if you're still listening. People had invited me to go to some different churches, and, then I tried to find out, it's like they're afraid they're going to lose their tax status and all this other insanity. I mean, the churches have really been a big part of the problem, too. The churches have not played the role they're supposed to play in this society, which comes back to so many things we've talked about. The culture has changed. We've allowed this culture to be taken over by something extremely evil, and we're not true, the majority of people. Too many people, they're the wannabe Christians. I'll call them that, wannabe Christians. They'll act like, I go to church. Well, wait a minute, what do you do outside of that, besides that? And what does your church do for you? What is the church doing to help us? And so it's really pretty disgusting of how, and what do the churches do to fight to put God back in the public schools and all this other stuff? And nothing. So it's very disgusting. There was one other thing you mentioned, and I want to make sure I get this out there, because I'll tell you, anybody that knows me knows I usually have some kind of a political message on the back windshield of my car. Most Americans are too afraid to write something on their window, on the back windshield of a car. Some actually act like it's trashing their car and it's going to hurt the car's feelings, that it's not going to like it. I said, don't worry, the car won't care. Others are afraid that somebody will bash in the windshield, and I've had that done once before, most likely by some illegals. But the message I have on it right now, guess what it says? I love my country. It's my government I'm afraid of. Say a prayer for America. And I have people actually thanking me and the thumbs up. Every now and again, you'll get somebody with a make a face, but the majority of the time, they agree. But the point I'm really getting to here, when you go out, a message like that, most people can relate to it. Most people, because it has nothing to do with what political party. Both of them screwed up. I mean, I can't see either one of the parties and that kind of stuff. And then when you trigger a conversation. It triggers a conversation there. They start talking, and you can talk about the price of celery or whatever it may be, or just the automatic registers and this other stuff. And you have a genuine conversation, and the party issue never comes up. Stay away from talking about the parties. Most of the time, you agree on the majority of things. But once you get these people, if you go out there and you say you don't like Biden and they're a Democrat, oh, my goodness, and they go and say all this other stuff, whatever else, they'll go all flip out on you on that. Or if you say it's Trump, oh, they hate Trump, whatever. But if you talk about the subjects, and it was really interesting when I lived in Orange County, there are different issues that would come up, and I'd be out there fighting for them in one way or the other. And people would come to me and we'd start working together on whatever it was, putting the facts out there and sharing information and saying what we needed to do and getting some other traction on getting things done. And as long as you, so I focus on issues. I don't care what party you belong to. I really don't care. I do not care what party you belong to. We have an invasion on the southern border. I don't care what party. Do you think we have do you really think it? And if you think we don't have an invasion on that southern border, please explain to me why you don't think so. Tell me why all that stuff we've seen is fake. And if all you can do is say that Biden's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to this country, well, then, you know, there's nothing else for you to say. You just said it all. Because all you do, you're just a party loyalist. If you're a party loyalist, you're non-American. And some people would be annoyed at me saying that. And over the years, not as much lately, not as much lately, but in the past, oh, you got to vote for the Republicans. Hey, they're the lesser of two evils. I said, I don't want to vote for evil. Can't we do something besides evil? If we're voting for evil, what does that mean, people? Come on. Can't we get something that's not evil? And I said, I don't want to vote for evil. And they'd be pissed off because I voted for third-party people all the time. I voted for candidates. I voted for real people. And I didn't vote in the primaries half the time. And so you're going to keep supporting the corruption, and you think it's going to get better. Why would it get better?
Well,
anyway, go ahead.
I think it's changing a little bit. I think it's changing a little bit because I found out somebody called me from the RAC, and they had a lot of members after the election. I mean, I was packed as far as having people come. You know what's happened now? I got those people to join the RAC, but I warned them. So they all went. They all joined it. And then they all quit. People are quitting. Because the REC is lying. I mean, all the messaging, the chairman gets up there and she has the message from the RPOF. They're doing nothing. They're doing nothing to help in the primary. Nothing. Zero. Meanwhile, Democrats are running out.
And with that being said, hold on 1 second. Joe has called back in. Joe from Montana. Are you there? I'm hearing like a humming sound on your phone.
Man, you know I'm here, Sally. If you hear the humming, it's not aliens, it's me. It's my lousy ass.
Sorry, I know you're out there waiting. I apologize. I don't mean to make people wait out there, but Cindy had a lot to say, and she still got some more to say, so we're not finished yet.
Cindy always has a lot to say. She always has a lot to say, just like Karen. I know that. I'm only teasing you at first.
Yes.
Look, There's one thing I wanted to say, Sally. I wanted to say this. First thing to Cindy, I don't have the faith in Trump you do. I don't think of him as the savior. I think of him as the Judas goat, as a matter of fact. But that's not why I called in. I called in to tell Sally something. Sally, I've got plans for you, but in order to find out what those plans are, and I think you might like them, you're going to have to call in to the National Conservative media show on Friday.
Okay.
And then you'll find out what those plans are.
Okay.
All right.
So are you going to put the information down in the chat room? Are you going to tell me what show this is and what phone number to call and when?
Yes, Fridays at 9 p.m. It's the National Conservative Media and NCM Radio Network. And Robert Garding is the host. And you know Laurianne. Laurianne will be the co-host. And the number offhand for the show, I don't know it offhand, but it's 9 p.m. on Fridays. And it's a good thing that's going to happen. It's a good plan. You should enjoy it, but I'm not going to tell you now because you keep me waiting all the time, 10 to 15 minutes at a time. So
you're going to make me
wait. I'm going to make you wait a couple of days. but I think you'll enjoy it. Also, I'll let you know this. I'm also going to talk to Joe Gibson about a plan I have for him and with Laurianne about a plan I have for her. And I think all three of you will enjoy it. But you should call in Friday. Robert Garding, it's a National Conservative Media or National Conservative Radio show, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Conservative National Media? Is it Conservative National Media? That's what that's what's
Conservative National
Media.
Yeah. I got it mixed up, sorry. And if you call be calling to his show. I should be there, but even if I'm not there, then the plan will be revealed. And you will enjoy it. Okay? And I will tell you, but again, you keep me waiting every time I call, so I'm letting you wait. But it's a good thing, Sally. It's not just a teaser, it's not a prank, it's a good thing. You should enjoy it.
Okay.
All right. And is Cindy, have any response
to
my opinion about Trump?
I'm marking it down on my calendar right now to make sure that I call in 9 p.m. Eastern time. And so anybody else that's listening, make sure you join as well. And, again, it's, the phone number, 646-478-5284. 646-478-5284. And again, it's conservative national
conservation
media. And yes, anybody that's in the chat room, you can see it there. But I'm talking for people who aren't in the chat room. I'm sorry, was that Cindy or someone saying something?
Wait, is this Blog Talk Radio?
It's Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yeah. But it's a different telephone number. And what was the date? What can you give me the schedule of what time you're on? So I have it written down in my address.
It's Saturday. This show is Saturdays. I'm sorry, Fridays at 9 p.m. Fridays at 9 p.m., not Saturday. Fridays at 9 p.m.
Okay, so it's every Friday at 9 p.m.?
Every Friday he has a show, yeah.
Okay.
But this show is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be dedicated somewhat to you, to Joe Gibson, to Laurie Ann, and to other people in within the circle of the conservative listenership, conservative talk show hosts.
Okay. One more question. I just so I get it right. What was the name of the? What do they call it? Conservative what?
Conservative Nation Media.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm gonna I'll copy it. I've listened to it in the past too, so I'll make sure I'll put a note to make
send
sure I call
on
Friday, and I'll send it to you.
Send the telephone out. Yeah, send the telephone number out.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
In fact, right, I'm gonna write it down right now because I know I have it written down a couple of places, but just to make sure, because I have called into it before, and I actually
you have called
been calling
it?
On
oh, okay.
several different. What's that?
That you have called there, huh?
In the past, I have. It's been a while. For a while there, I was doing so many of the Block Talk shows, I was running out of time to do other stuff.
Oh.
And then also, Tuesdays, I think everybody knows, it's called Defend Florida. And you can go out there and you can listen in. It's at 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 8 p.m., well, 7 p.m., which one, Eastern time. Where it's Defend Florida, and they talk about what to do for the elections and how people are putting things together and sharing information on what's happening and stuff like that. And I think they have the other states that have something similar. But we go into it, and we're talking about what we need to do, just like explaining some of these bills that are coming up and just like the actions that people need to take in Florida. If you haven't called your state representative and senator to oppose them blocking a manual count of the ballots, you need to do that now. We have a chance for them to fix this. They said that we're the freedom state, and they said it was voter election integrity. Wait a minute, you don't have any election integrity if you can't validate the ballot box, kind of stuff. So, and then it was just different information to communicate what the bill is and the statute in this case, that kind of stuff. So it's good information and sharing with people. So if you get a chance to,
good.
I've been doing that, been on that call every. Tuesday evening. So that's another
then
one.
Should,
and then
yeah,
I usually listen to Joe's. What's that?
Yeah, you should spread that news around and talk about that when you're on the CNR show, Conservative Nation, the CNM show on Friday.
I will. I will do that.
So
I'll talk
next,
about it on Joe's show as well. Go ahead.
Our next presidential candidate will be going into the race, Glenn Youngkin. Mr. Glenn Youngkin, who spoke at Davos and was the CEO of the Carlyle Group.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now,
somebody like him.
Yeah. Has now ordered all Virginia flags at half staff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm reading the headlines. Wow. Yeah. Now, I want to say one more thing. I know I'm not all in, you know, I'm not like one of these Trump groupies. What I'm saying is I just deep dive today. I have a guy I'm very friendly with. He's very bright. He believes the Zionists are in charge. He gives me all these passages to read, and Karen and I have discussed it, and that it goes back to the banksters and the design and all that.
Of course
it
does.
You're fading. I can't hear you.
Okay, so you know all that. Okay, good. So then,
it goes back
to
the Rothschilds from centuries before the central bank. Any country that has a central bank is owned by the Rothschild, period.
Right.
Yeah.
So he thinks, you know, Trump will probably get assassinated anyway. So anyway, make a long story short, I said to him, well, it was a funny conversation I had with the guy from the John Birch Society. First of all, I have John Birch stuff going back to when it started, because I had a guy that used to be in my group who passed away would bring me boxes of the old John Birch stuff. I mean, the flyers and the booklets and the magazines and the hardcovers and the whole thing. So I was on this call with the guy from the John Birch Society. It's just him and I talking. And I asked him something about it. And he said, did you know that Donald Trump's father was a donor to us, that he gave money to the John Birch Society? I said, no, I did not know that. I said, well, what about his son? He said, oh, yeah, his son, too. He says, a lot of people don't know that, but I'm just telling you. I said, okay. So I had Will, who died today, and he came back to me and he said, well, it's like he could have been, you know. So I didn't. It was so funny. It was all anti-John Birch. Donald Trump is following the racist, anti-Semite, ultra-radical conservative.
Yep, I'm hearing some humming in the
John
background.
That's probably me. I'm going to put myself on
mute. John Birch Society, he's following them, and he's listening to them. He's evil. And this was the New York Magazine, The Hill. So, you know, I don't know. I like the John Birch Society.
So do I. I've been part of that organization in the past. I'm not right now. I was thinking about getting back into it. But I happen to like them. I think they're one of the more reputable organizations out there, and they've been out there for a long time. They really haven't changed their position or anything. But Joe, going back to Joe there, I can understand people's frustration with Trump, and Steve Dace is probably one of the biggest nutcases to me when it comes to his hate for Trump because of what happened with COVID and that kind of stuff. But who else? I mean, I don't see anybody else. Trump has definitely taken the bullets. I mean, that's why I've compared him to Washington. Washington took so many bullets and never got killed. How many shots have they taken at Trump so far, and he's still standing? It's amazing what the crap that they've done, because it's all been political garbage. I mean, it's not right what they're doing. And I don't know who else. He's the one who's saying it. I am truly hoping from Trump, and if somebody out there in the Trump camp is listening, whatever, he's doing better. I didn't hear his New Hampshire thing today except one very small 2 or 3 minutes of it because I was working. And he's starting to say more and more stuff out there about what's happening to this country. And I'm hoping that he's going to get even more, a little bit more louder on that to explain what Agenda 21 is. I want to hear him say Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 or something. I want him to throw some of these other things. I think he may have mentioned the military-industrial complex at some point. But he needs to start saying those kind of buzzwords. Because those are really, go out there and research that kind of stuff. And I think he's getting people to wake up to, yeah, this isn't a game anymore, people. And you need to make a decision. Is it more important to watch a football game, or is it more important to save your country? Is it more important to stop what's going on at that border? And I happen to believe, my own opinion, especially after seeing these people that are coming over this border, that this is an extension of Obama. Where Obama was planting, like I said earlier, planting these refugees all over the place, these different groups, he planted them to take over local governments, and they've done it. Omar is one of the perfect examples. Well, looks like Joe either dropped the – oh, I guess he tried to call back in. Let me get him back in here. Yeah, get back in here. Okay, Joe, you there? Oh, you and that.
Yeah, I was
phone.
Having problems with my phone. I couldn't put myself on mute.
You must be
myself.
Near some other technology. You must be either under a ceiling fan or something else that's covering some kind of
I don't know. It's the app.
But,
it's my app. I don't know what
but,
it is. But
yeah.
the thing
but
is,
I was trying to ask you, if not Trump,
uh-huh.
who do you think is going to be
RFK.
The one to do this?
RFK.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Can I give you
all
a
right,
little
and,
background on that?
And there's something I wanted to say. Cindy had said something that inspired something in my head, and then as she was talking, it came out of my head that I was having problems with my phone. But getting together and stuff, I forget. Go ahead, Cindy. I forget. It will come back to me. I'll put myself
well,
up.
Well, what
here.
I was going to say is in 2014, Trump was tweeting out, this is long before he was thinking about becoming president. He was tweeting out questioning vaccines with autism. So I kept those tweets. I have them, and I sent them out the other day, and I also sent them up to Steve Bannon to remind him because he said there's something wrong with these children who have autism. Why are they getting all these different vaccines? And then some parents won a lawsuit, and he congratulated them. Then RF Kennedy Jr. during COVID was on this show called The True Pundit, which is this guy from in his basement in Philadelphia. He's amazing. He worked for the FBI. He also worked for the banksters, and he had Kennedy Jr. on during that time, and he gave. He's the one that exposed Fauci, but this is long before he wrote Fauci's book. He exposed Dr. Merkowitz when she worked for Fauci. He also exposed the fact that he told the story about going up to Trump Tower and after President Trump became the president and that they wanted to start a commission to study vaccines and yada, yada, yada. And whatever happened, happened. He also said that he sued Donald Trump 3 times on environmental issues, probably having something to do with the buildings that he built, and that they knew each other and they were very cordial to one another, and it didn't, you know, matter whether he won the suit or not, because Donald Trump did lose. So that was an interesting backstory that I learned during COVID. Okay. Then when Trump said, I'm going to lower the prescription drugs on diabetes, there was such backlash from the drug companies, and he kept saying, Big Pharma doesn't like me. So, you know, when COVID happened, I watched TV. I was sitting there watching it. I turned off my TV since then. And when the government tells me to do something, I do the opposite. So I didn't get any of the vaccines, and I thought, I'm just going to wait and see. And I looked at body language. I thought towards after he said that we're going to be out of this, I think, by Easter, I don't know if you remember those remarks, some of the remarks that he said. You could see that he was pretty pissed as weeks went on. So I don't know why he's not talking about that now, but it's interesting, even with Israel, I mean, 100% of the people are vaccinated over there. I mean, what's with that? And now Robert Kennedy Jr. said the ones that are going to make money is the pharmaceutical companies on the drugs that they're going to give people because the vaccines are bad. He said that yesterday. And then I saw that a couple of people already came out and said, listen, if Trump wins or if Kennedy Jr. wins, either way, both of them should work together. And I would happen to agree with that. I think that would be a good thing. He was questioned on global warming, Robert Kennedy Jr. I thought he did an excellent job explaining what his issues are on the environment. And I don't think he's a global warming hysterical person who thinks that, you know, we should get rid of ceiling fans and he obviously said that. He's a traditional environmentalist.
There's nothing
River.
Wrong with protecting the environment.
No. What happened to the conservation that we used to be? Remember the Republican, Teddy Roosevelt, and all that bullshit, you know? We were the conservation people. What happened to us? We don't even talk about that anymore. So I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Oh, Yeah, I do. It looks like Joe may have dropped off again here, but probably because of his phone challenges there. But we have another caller, 4938. 4938. Can we get your first name, please?
No.
I had a feeling you might be trying plan B.
Yeah, I have
that
to use another
better.
Phone. I'm sorry about calling in and dropping off all the time, but I don't know what the hell's the matter with my app. It just, it's born with a uterus, so, you know, it has problems. So the thing is, I thought I'd start something with that. Yeah, but talking about Trump, yeah, he's, okay, to me, he's not the savior. I think he's a Judas goat. Yeah, he was a very good president when he was a president, but that's to inspire trust in people so that when he did come to get down, you know, to have Joe Biden become elected, he'll get elected again, okay? He'll get elected again. He'll probably ask RFK to be his running mate. RFK may say yes. I think he's already said he doesn't want to be a running mate of Trump, but he may change his mind if that happens. Then he'll drag in the Democratic vote, which will vote for Trump. Trump will get elected again. If Trump goes to jail, he will spend 5 minutes in jail, come back out, run. And then I think, like I said, I think he's more than just a psyop. I think he's been compromised. But other than that, you two were talking about electioneering, about getting the elections back on track. Michelle Swinnick, that I've recommended before, has a site up about helping people to do that. Sally, you said you've been there. Also, Michelle Swinnick was on Bannon's show a few weeks ago. So she's a Block Talk Radio talk show host, but she is not just, you know, somebody who has a call, you know, has a show like you guys do and I've had, but she actually is known in the upper circles of conservative media. So she has a website about, you know, the Arizona elections, about how to, get the elections back on track, and it's there for people to join, share ideas, just like what you and Cindy are talking about, and you two can talk about that on Friday's show. And, you know, and again, Trump, when he says, you know what, try it out, try the vaccine, it's safe. For a guy that rushed everything through warp speed, and then when he gets out of office, he still continues to have people try to take that vaccine? Nah, that goes against all common sense. And I don't care what he says now. He's just saying it to get elected. So that's my viewpoint on Trump.
Well, and he's been somewhat quiet. They've told him to stop talking about vaccines. The way I kind of see it, the personality of Trump, he doesn't want to admit he made a mistake. He definitely doesn't want to be one to say, yes, I helped kill a bunch of people. So I can see he wants to somehow, some way, justify or say it saved millions. Because you still have these idiots out there that are still saying it saved millions of lives. It didn't save any lives. It killed. Some people it didn't kill. Because it didn't kill you didn't mean it saved your life, you know, and I think someone needs to say that out loud a few more times. You know, many people died with no reason, cause unknown kind of stuff, just dropping dead. And I think most people at this point know, people that are paying any attention and are using the brain God gave them, understand that they weren't all vaccines. So half of them were nothing but placebos.
That's right. Some of them were placebos.
So they weren't going to go and kill everybody at once. That wasn't, you know, that'd be a little bit obvious if everybody dropped dead. I mean, you know, come on. So, and
they're not ready for that anyway.
Too many politicians. First off, they didn't make the politicians take the vaccine, and none of them were dropping dead either. Go ahead.
They're not ready for that yet, Sally. They will be instituting a worldwide vaccine or bioweapon similar to a vaccine. When they come close to the singularity, when they'll be able to transfer their consciousness to an android and achieve immortality, they're already terraforming the planet, and they so they're not ready to kill off everybody yet, because they haven't achieved that singularity position, which every dictator has been begging for ever since they became dictated, like Caligula, Nero, Caesar, etc., Hitler. They all want to become gods. These so-called elite, I never want to call them elite. I always call them scumbags. These scumbags want to become gods. And to do that...
They think they are gods. They already think they are.
Well, the demigods, they surely own the planet. You know, they surely own everything that's that every politician in every country has to do. They have to do it according to the way the Rothschilds want it. And as I said before, if any country that has a central bank is owned by the Rothschilds. You do not have a central bank in your country if you really know what the central bank is doing. And the central bank does not hide what it's doing. It always sells bonds and then monetizes the bonds in order for them to achieve a few billion dollars a year in the United States alone on interest, sucking the economy dry and creating debt. That does not help the economy. So, and for politicians to allow the Federal Reserve in our country and central banks in other countries to exist is like having Al Capone allow Doug Schultz to have a booking operation in his territory. Never going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay? Never happen. So I just wanted to say that. And again, if you're talking about election fraud and trying to right the wrongs of the past elections, you should continue to do that. Talk about it on Friday. Talk about it on Cindy's show, on Karen's show, or on anybody's show, and try to get action done. I'm going to be working with on a Friday as well. I'm starting a new gig, and it'll only be for a short time. It'll be trying to get help for the incarcerated when they're inside the prisons, trying to get help when they come out of prison so that they don't become a threat to society. The particular hostess who invited me to become a host on her show has had authors of people, books written by people who have been incarcerated, who have ideas on how to help. Some of them were innocent. There are cases of lawyers, of people who have gone to prison, come out, become lawyers, and one of those lawyers at least has gotten the prosecutor who unjustly got him convicted to be in jail himself. So I'll be working on that for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks and see how that goes. But, people who have their agendas should explore those agendas, expose those agendas, reveal those agendas to other people, and see what kind of camaraderie they can engender within groups of other people. But I do not trust Trump, and I don't give a shit what he says in the future.
Well, I tell you, right now, as I've said in the past, the fact that the Republican Party hates Trump and the Democrat Party hates Kennedy means they're both right. That's my logic. You must be doing something right if you have the two political parties not liking you.
Yeah, that's right. If your own party doesn't like you, you're doing something right in some way. he was a great president. He did a lot for the country, but I'm thinking he's doing that in order to become the Judas goat. Because you cannot have a person who's going to unleash a bioweapon, then say it's okay to take it, it's safe.
We are going to wrap up here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to be off the air here in about a minute and a half. I have to end the show a little bit early tonight instead of carrying over for the extra hour. But if you're still listening online, you're going to get cut. But we're going to go do a quick round the table here and let everybody get a few last words of wisdom in, and then we're going to call it a night. So with that being said, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead and finish what you were just saying.
My last words of wisdom would be, people, read some books on critical thinking and logic. It'll help.
Amen. And remember what Jefferson said about a central bank. He warned us.
Yeah.
He warned us. Okay, yes, Cindy.
Well, I'm just going to keep praying to Jesus every morning, and I'm just going to hope for the best. And I'm not going to put anybody under the bus yet, including Trump, because I'm listening very careful to the words. And if, you know, I think there's only, I don't know, you know, it's not going to be one person that's going to save the Republic, even if we can't save it. So you just have to keep moving forward and doing what you can.
Amen. It really is up to us to come together and face the truth. The truth will set us free. Karen, are you still there?
Yes, I am. And I'm curious from Joe. Who do you trust? And with regard to Trump, he had the lousiest liar advisors in a lot of instances. And many of them, including his son-in-law and daughter, were Democrats. They were Democrats before this happened. So they didn't change their spots. And he just took it as everybody is going to jump on the bandwagon and do with him. The military lied to him. Pence lied to him. They all lied to him. So not making any excuses, I just wonder, who do you trust? Because there's really nobody else that would be able to do the things that he does, basically because of his ego and personality. So it's a win-lose situation. We need somebody like him because he is a leader, and we do need somebody who is strong, and we do need somebody that can do the things that need to be done. We know he can do that. So I'm just looking at, you know, who would you trust? A Matt Gaetz? Maybe that's about the only one. But Matt is still...
I wouldn't trust anybody in there.
Okay, but somebody is going to be president. And that's,
oh, yeah, and RFK would be the only one yeah, closest to it, and would be the first Democrat that I would have voted for in decades.
Now, you can't have a Democrat because... A Democrat is going to get us right back to where we were before, and they're going
remember,
to.
Remember, he's not a Democrat anymore.
And he's not a Democrat, and I agree. And I agree with you, Sally. I would like to see a Trump RFK ticket. Maybe not RFK in that capacity, but certainly RFK somewhere in the cabinet, somewhere doing something. I definitely think that would be a good idea. We're never going to get anybody that's going to be 100% on anything. So it's not going to ever happen. So, you know, I just look at it as right now, as he said before today, what have we got to lose? We're certainly headed down a disastrous path. And people forget, he had a Republican House and Congress that worked against him for the first 2 years.
That's exactly right.
So
that's right.
The fact that he got the things done that he was able to get done, he only had 2 years to get them done, which was, to me, amazing.
Which makes me wonder how he got them done. Also, you're right, for the first 2 years, they all hated him until he became so popular. They needed him for his endorsements in order for them to get elected for the midterm.
Exactly. And right now, I think having him for 4 years, not beholden to anybody, because that's really what we need the most of all, because all of these morons are beholden to some donor someplace or some foreign entity somewhere. They're all part of the same cabal. So who are you going to have? A John Thune? Wouldn't that be exciting? You know, I mean, they're all disgusting, to be honest with you. There isn't anybody there that I think is wonderful, terrific.
I would have taken Rand Paul in the past, but he's been threatened. He's been threatened in a way that he's not going to forget. So I wouldn't trust him either.
That's the only reason why. And Trump has a lot to lose. If he screws this up, he's going to lose everything also. So he has a lot more to lose than I do. He's got good.
Well, unless he's been promised the same nonsense that everybody else has
been promised. Right now, Alex Soros just said that he is, you know, the money people are lining up to donate to this Get Trump PAC, and that's what they're going to be doing. So the money that's going to be flowing in to stop him is going to be amazing. It's going to be, it is really a fight for we the people. And he's right. And Sally was right too. There is no way you can do this alone. But after listening to Bannon for a long time, the people that he has on his show would wind up in the administration. And if they wind up in the administration, then at least we would be put on the right path, because they're not pulling any punches. Russ Vogt is terrific. He knows, and Peter Navarro, they could straighten out the economy. I don't see any
There's
idea
definitely some good ones.
Than
and he should have learned some lessons from some of his people.
Right.
Oh, Karen,
who the people are.
Make sure you talk about the judge. I think you sent me a text on it, but you want to go ahead and tell everybody the information on the judge redistricting?
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me pull it up.
I want to make sure we get that out there before we drop off here.
Well, I'm going to go since you're already, the show's already closing down. So I'll talk to you and see you all later. All right? Enjoy.
Friday.
Bye-bye.
Friday at 9 p.m.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Okay. This
go ahead and share that
info. You want to send public comment is open right now. And you can send it to, where is his name? JCAC information, that goes to the committee, at floridacourts.org. And the committee chair is Jonathan Gruber, who is a judge, and that is, Gerber, and that is Gerber, GERBERJ@flcourts.org. And, of course, send it to your senator and representative, because this is coming from Paul Renner, who is the Speaker of the House. He is the one that wrote to the Chief Justice of the Florida Supreme Court, Carlos Nunez, to consider consolidating Florida judicial districts. And to show you how they lie, this is a very bad idea. It will not save us any money. He couldn't figure out how it would save us money. And what will happen is, he said that it will promote public trust and confidence. If you can't get your case heard, how does that promote public trust and confidence? So take a district like ours that is the 14th district, and it is rated extremely high in low crime in the state of Florida. Then we would be consolidated with Pensacola that is high in crime. So why would we want to do that? We don't want to do that. What we would like to see is Pensacola get their act together. That's more of an issue than consolidating. Really what they want to do is take the voice away from the rural districts. Again, Agenda 21, 2030, and all the other agendas.
Yep.
That's the whole idea. Yep. Get rid of the judicial system in the rural areas, promote crime in the rural areas so the people will be forced to sell their land, and then we will have nothing and they will be happy.
Absolutely. Okay, well, thank you for that, and I got to do that myself. I should have done that last week when we first found out about that. It was last Tuesday when the judge was talking about that stuff, so I should have done that last week. I will get on that. And everybody needs to make the phone calls. Today is the 9th, so there's only a couple days left to do this. So please, fellow Floridians that are listening, please take action. We got to shut down the insanity. We can't just too much garbage in public office. We got to clean it out, and we got to stop this kind of insanity. And if you have an opportunity to go to a county delegation meeting or whatever, go to it, put the stuff in their face, even if they don't like it. I don't care. We have to face them. And if we're not willing to face them, then, we get what we deserve. So anybody that's interested in trying to save this country, please get involved. And we can't be afraid of these people. We have to we have to stand up for what's right and don't comply with all their insanity. Okay, any last-minute thing you wanted to wrap up on that, Karen? Because I kind of detoured your message there.
No, I just think that this is going to be a very, very trying time, and we are an open door to anything that could happen. And we also have to remember that the Muslims are very patient people, just like the communists. And they have a 100-year plan, just like the communists. So just because they don't blow up a building today or tomorrow doesn't mean that 5 years from now they won't blow up a building. They don't care. They will sit back and wait for the right time when they can make the best impact. And just like they did in Israel for Simchas Torah, which was a very high holy day, that's when they attack. But don't attack on Ramadan because that's bad. So you got to think about what is being said, the propaganda, and get past it and recognize, no, we don't have to send our armies over to Israel. But we don't have to tell them that they should be tolerant of Hamas. Let them obliterate Hamas and say, thank you very much, Israel, because they're perfectly capable of doing that. And if the intelligence agencies in America and Israel were not paying such attention on LGBTQ and wokeism, then maybe they would have had a better handle on what was going on. Because Egypt said that Israel ignored the signs that Egypt saw. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah. And also for us to stop funding Iran.
Ooh,
we keep aiding the enemy. That's how you know that there's massive treason, massive enemies from within who are out there doing everything to support the enemies all over.
Yep. And while we're at it, we should stop funding of Ukraine as well. It's time that we pay attention to our biggest threat, which is the southern border.
Exactly. Protect your own first. What's that thing they always say on the airplane? Put your own air mask on first before you help somebody else. Yeah, right now we need to put our own air mask on first. Let's try saving us before we try to save anybody else.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
Exactly.
So anyway, well, thank you so much. Excellent show. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Thank goodness it went much better than last week's with all the telecom problems. And we will definitely be here to talk again next week. Please get involved, be engaged, pay attention, share information with others. Don't get into battles. But the truth is, if you just talk, most of the time, the majority of times, you're going to be in agreement. The true Americans are in agreement with most of the stuff. We have to come together and forget these two stupid parties. Get rid of these stupid parties. And it was kind of funny. Joe really did laugh. And I said, well, if the GOP doesn't like Donald Trump and the Democrats don't like Kennedy, well, they're probably the two best people. That's really my logic. It is my logic. It sounds crazy, but it's the truth. So anyway, once again, thanks for tuning in. God bless America. Please say a prayer for America and the world, and let's talk again next week. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.